this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Is Canseco broke? Haven't heard anything about him in years. I don't know, man. That's a great question. I don't know what the hell he's doing for money. And he's had so many issues over the years and divorces.
Dude, he had several houses repossessed.
Yeah, I don't know how he makes any money right now. I'll tell you a funny Canseco story. So I am in Venice Beach. I went to California with the wife. This was with the wife and the daughter, actually. And we were there for 9 days. That's right. It was Vegas and L.A. That's what we did. We did 4 days in Vegas. We did 5 days in L.A. and then flew back to Miami. And when we were out in L.A., we went over to Venice. I wanted to go hang out in Venice, walk around, because obviously you got to go see Venice Beach, man. It's just like a thing, you know?
That was our first stop when I went with you.
I love Venice, man. Go eat, relax, the beach. The sand is like, you know, it's like 400 yards until you get to the damn water.
Sorry, it was second stop. First stop was In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, well, yeah, always In-N-Out is the first stop. And so we're at Venice, right? And all of a sudden, they've got that muscle area where they're working out. And then right next to it or right before it, the basketball courts are there. And I'm looking, and there's a crowd around the basketball courts, and I see some dudes skying over the people and dunking. So in other words, you know, people are standing. You're from afar, and you see the courts, and then there's people standing around the court, and then you couldn't tell the people on the court, but all of a sudden you could see them in the air as they clear the people and they're dunking, so you can see it from afar. And I go, what's going on over there? So we walk over there. And there's a dunk contest going on in Venice Beach. And there are four judges sitting there. Guess who's one of the judges? Jose Canseco. This was...
when he was still in good favor.
No. This is... It was like maybe 7 years ago.
So yeah, this is post-Washington, D.C. and all the wonderfulness.
This is like 7 years ago, no more than that. Six, seven, maybe 8 years ago, no more than that. And, it's a guy I hadn't seen in forever, and he was in a suit and everything. It's not hot there, even though it's sunny.
Yeah,
it's
but, dude, like, you're at the beach. He's in a suit beach.
He's in a suit. And he's got like a...
That's a
like,
guy trying to clean up his image and, you know, look professional, you know, like...
I just saw it. I go, wow, that's where your life is now? You got to get paid to go to Venice Beach to do a, you know, be a judge in a dunk contest?
Show up in a suit to look respectable.
What are they giving you, $50, $100 to do this? You know, it's like, it was just weird, man. So I don't know if he's hurting or not. I don't know how he makes any money at all. I don't know if he has some business or something. I can't see anybody trusting the guy. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I saw him judging some kind of a dunk contest in Venice Beach a few years back. Okay? Oh, don't think Venice is nice anymore. The homeless in L.A. have taken over. Yeah, there are some. I've seen some homeless. I was in Venice a year ago, a year and a half ago, because I go to L.A. almost every year now. I've witnessed it myself that there are some homeless people there. Yes, I'm with you. Now, I mean, Venice has a lot of hippie-like people. I can't call them hippies because that was another era back in the 60s and 70s. I don't know what they're called now, if you want to call them bums or whatever you want to call them. But, yeah, you see a lot of...
relaxed characters.
Yes, there we go. There we go. Yes, characters that choose not to work. Yes, yeah. There's some over there, no doubt. But I love that place, man. That is a great place to hang out and walk around and spend a couple of hours. It is beautiful. It is beautiful, I will say. And a lot of good restaurants around there.
You can get your license so you can facilitate fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do have the weed license there, too. That's right. That's right. And like every... 50 yards, There's like a sign that says $40, $50, $70. I don't know what it is. But yeah, get
and
your.
And ever so conveniently, right around the block is a dispensary for you to use your new
probably,
license.
Yes, 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 yes. There's dispensaries everywhere. What's it called? I forgot what it says, but it's usually a green leaf. And I think it just says medical marijuana license or maybe something else. But yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of that there too in Venice.
The party time place.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. But listen, there's always all kinds of action going on in Venice. The street people that are performing, dancing, dunking, doing all kinds of tricks on bikes, and I mean, there's all kinds of street performers. Okay, you see that. You got the beach that is beautiful. You've got the people playing basketball. You got the dudes that are doing weights in that Muscle Beach area. You've got all the shops. Obviously, you could go get your medical marijuana license. There's a whole bunch of great restaurants all over the place to eat. Venice is cool, man. I like Venice. I like it a lot. Although,
look, man, you could just go there and people watch.
Yes.
And you're going to have
that's why I go.
Sit and sit in one spot, and man, they'll walk by. You're
that's my favorite
have a
part.
A lot of visuals.
That's what I love about Venice. That's why I always go to Venice. Every time I go to LA, I'll go for an afternoon. I'll go spend a couple of hours in Venice. Go people watch because you're going to see all kinds of characters. Sometimes you'll buy a nice something because there's some good deals too. Because there's a lot of artists there that are making all kinds of goods on the sidewalks, and they're selling all. I usually end up buying something for my wife or daughter when I'm there. Guaranteed. Yeah. I like Venice. So, yeah, there is my last time I ran into Jose Canseco was at a dunk contest in Venice Beach.